Child, touch my soul with your cries, and the music will know what we found. I hear a hundred goodbyes, but today I hear only one sound. The moment we're living is now. Now, 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 now.
And now we are back with the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@brucesalin.com. That's Bruce and Salin, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. That's S like in Sam's, Pastor Drew Sam's, our next guest. Or you can tweet me at Bruce Salin. Our next segment is Teen Wrap with Pastor Drew, and it is sponsored by the Wright Center for Orthodontics, with offices in both Santa Barbara and Camarillo. Their number is 805-68-SMILE. Again, that is 805-68-SMILE. Or reach them at 805-687-6453 in Santa Barbara and at 805-484-1688 in Camarillo. Be sure to tell them Bruce Salin sent you. Pastor Drew Sams has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village for the last 5 years and is also pursuing doctoral work through George Fox Seminary in Portland, Oregon. Drew and his wife, Erica, live in Westlake Village, California. Welcome back to my show, Pastor Drew.
Always great to be on. Thanks for having me again.
I love it. I love having you. And I know this topic, you will have a lot to share with us, given the role you play at Calvary Church with kids in middle school and high school. So where would you like to begin?
Well, I guess defining terms might be good to start off with. Middle school is really a relatively new term. While high schools began back in the early 1800s in the U.S., middle schools really have only been around since the 50s. And we had talked about in a previous show how adolescence not only is getting longer and longer, you know, when they transition out of adolescence into adulthood. Many scholars and child psychologists are saying that adolescence is actually starting younger and younger. So this idea of a middle school syndrome that you write about this week, I see it all the time. And really, I think maybe 100 years ago, it was probably referred to as the high school syndrome. And now as it's getting younger and younger, this transition from, being primarily with family and parents, whatever that looks like, being the primary ones involved in their lives, all of a sudden now middle school hits and they're out in the world having to do, you know, dance classes and sports camps and teachers, and there's that.
And separate periods versus one teacher.
Yeah, it's a huge change. And that's relatively new compared to the high school phenomenon.
You know what's interesting? We're actually talking about something that is conflictual, if that's a word. On one level, we've discussed repeatedly that adolescence has been delayed and kids are growing up slower. And on the other, we're talking about that they're getting thrust into certain activities younger, and middle school is one of the contributing factors. I personally think it's more of that the latter is contributed to by media and technology, that the kids are assaulted with so much imagery and so many different ways to communicate that their innocence is taken away from them before they have a chance to appreciate it, enjoy it, or just grow out of it.
Sure, and I see that on a daily basis. You know, the things that we used to say, okay, well, that's what a high schooler deals with. Now, really, it's, well, that's really what a middle schooler deals with, and sometimes even late elementary. But really, I see 6th, 7th, 8th graders having to deal with things such as, it's almost preteen pregnancy. We're familiar with the phrase teen pregnancy, but now it's almost preteen pregnancy. I've seen, 12-year-olds getting pregnant.
Wayne shared with us in the previous segment that one of the schools near where he lives, one of the middle schools, actually had an epidemic of an STD, which is stunning to me.
And this is the world that we live in. I think as parents and as people who care about adolescents, that first we just need to be aware of the situation, aware of the environment in which our children are growing up in.
Let me ask you a question. We're talking already, mostly so far about the kids.
Mm-hmm.
I assert in my column that it's an equal problem for the parents, and I go further and out on a limb to some degree to say that I think it's a bigger problem for the moms.
Mm.
And I'd be curious your take on it, if you have one, on how the moms and the dads, for that matter, are affected by this transition. Because many of these moms, the stay-at-home moms that had careers, gave it up to be the stay-at-home parent, were able to be really totally involved in their kids' school, the teachers, the classrooms, the choices, the events. And now in middle school, they're basically told, get lost. And I'm wondering if you have any opinion on how that's affected the parents.
Well, you know, there's certain milestones, I think, in a parent's life where they have to let go a little bit. You know, that first day of sending them off to school, that's a really big milestone.
I've got pictures of both my boys.
Yeah. So
right by the doorstep.
You know, the fact that you have those pictures, the fact that you know where those pictures are, really means that was a really big milestone in your family's life. You know, often we talk about things like leaving for college, but there's so many milestones between that first day of school and leaving for college or the workforce or whatever it is. And I think that a huge one, like you wrote about, is that transition out of elementary into junior high or that middle school, because really, like you said, it's really a letting go process that needs to happen in order for them to thrive. But that is so, so hard for so many parents.
Do you believe, as I do, that the parental involvement is way over the top these days?
I guess in some ways I see it over the top in terms of kind of over-scheduling a middle schooler and a high schooler's life. Anything from, you know, SAT prep classes as a middle schooler to, you know, playing on traveling sports teams on Saturday and Sunday. You know, so much of it, I think that the parents are over-scheduling and over-planning. But then in other ways, it seems like they're not involved enough in terms of, you know, really listening to the new things that they're getting excited in school and things that they're struggling with. And what I really see, first and foremost, is an over-planning and an over-scheduling. It's almost like they've become administrative assistants that plan their schedule for them in a lot of ways. And that has really caused some tough issues for students and parents.
Well, I wrote about it in a previous column, and I think we talked about it, that I think a lot of parents are living their lives vicariously through their kids.
Mm-hmm.
And that they are projecting things they wanted for themselves onto their kids, and therefore pushing their kids into directions the kids may not want to go. And I think this manifests itself big time again at middle school.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I love how you ended your column. At the very end you said, you know, and that, my friends, is the sum and substance of the middle school syndrome. Moms and dads having to settle for just raising their children, teaching them their values, monitoring their activities, and letting the schools take care of their offspring's education. And it's that last bit that I see many parents, it's so hard, like you said, in that transition. They're so used to that one teacher that they could always go to and have parent-teacher meetings, maybe even, you know, a class mom, or they're doing PTA, and now all of a sudden it's a whole new world that they're stepping into. Really a lot of letting go that needs to happen.
I'm quiet only because you're like the only guest on my show that ever reads my columns. Wayne, who I love dearly, he's always winging it. And he ribs me left and right, and you are always complimenting me on my writing. My wife has not read a column yet, I don't believe. I'm kidding a little bit, but I do run them by her whenever I talk about her. In fact, believe it or not, Pastor Drew, I'm having my wife as a guest possibly next week, and it's for a column and a special show we're going to pre-record called My Wife Talks Back.
I like that.
And I'm basically giving her the floor to dispute everything I've ever said and written about her. I think it's only fair, and I think it should be a very fun show. She's not a public personality, so I don't know how well that'll go, but we will certainly be having fun.
So will this actually be a two-hour special then?
No, it'll probably be a mini-series. I don't think we have enough time to cover all that. We will be having Pastor Drew join us for the next segment, which I am actually calling Teen Rap Again. How do you like that for a good name? But before we end this segment, Pastor Drew, please tell our listeners where they can find you.
They can reach me through our church's website, calvarycc.org. All the information's there.
Okay, we will be back with Pastor Drew for Teen Wrap again. It's time for a break. I want to again thank the Wright Center for Orthodontics for sponsoring this segment of the Bruce Allen Show. They are the orthodontics office that cares, and call them at 805-68-SMILE and say that Bruce Allen sent you. Tweet me at Bruce Allen or email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. This is the Bruce Allen Show, a Dad's Point of View.
No, it's gonna make it that much better.